This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:40. That was Deborah Harry with I Want That Man. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're joined now by Sean Tanis of the News Desk for Keep In View. And it is, of course, no secret that many Malaysians have been struggling as a result of the pandemic, with some even unable to really put food on the table. So today we thought we'd talk about how a number of individuals and organizations have actually set up food banks to help people in need.
Yeah, so I think one of the main issues in giving aid during the pandemic is, of course, doing it in a safe manner without the risk of transmission, right? So the Star did a piece on this today. And one of the highlighted programs is Cloud Kitchen, started a few weeks ago by F&B Business Kitchen, spelled K-E-A-T-C-H-E-N. You can Google them. So the CEO, Ivan Chan, said he started the program after a childhood friend asked him for some money to buy milk powder for his baby. And this has happened to me before, when someone you know, you think they are doing well, and then they ask you money and it's actually for their child. And when it involves something like milk powder or diapers and all that, you then realize that how things you see on social media is not as it is. Like, not everybody is doing well. And so then they started this business. So far, many of the recipients are the hardcore poor family living in PPRs, and they have to, you know, travel about like 10 kilometers to reach the temporary food bank. It's still far, but then it's helpful for them because it's around their vicinity. And then Ivan also noted that even some from the middle income groups have started coming to the food bank. So to manage the issue of crowding, the food supplies are basically placed in pigeon holes made specially for food collection. So there's no contact with anyone involved in this process. And PJMP Maria Chin has also set up additional collection points, food bank collection points. And they monitor all these individuals who collect the food through photographs and their My Sejahtera check-in history. So that's something nice they are doing there. And something else that has become more common in recent months is food community boxes, where if you look at like Shell, for example, the Shell City Alam retailer, Suraya Sarwan, who was quoted in the report, started offering provisions in a box at her petrol station a year ago. And it was the first of its kind at any petrol station. And the concept has become a model for over 50 other stations and other businesses to help those who have been affected financially.
I really love all of these initiatives. It just continues to show us that the Kita Jaga Kita movement is still going strong, and they adopted that from the start of the pandemic, haven't we? I do think, though, that the reason FMCO has exposed the increasing difficulties that are being faced, particularly by our elderly and our disabled communities.
Yeah, true. So some of these programs try to ease this problem, right, in many ways. So, for example, with the community food box, the elderly are given more basic necessities than others. So any surplus of food is sent to the elderly and disabled, as well as to nearby welfare homes. And the food also gets delivered to those who don't have transport to get to the petrol station. So, and this is really important because the management of all these apartments who work with these petrol stations, they have noted that there are many senior citizens who are living alone or without their children. So it's very accessible for them. And for their part, the government has urged the public to contact Talian Kasih to report cases of senior citizens staying alone. So we can all be vigilant and just check on our neighbors, because it's very difficult for them to reach out to their neighbors. So I think it's up to us, to reach out to them. So they can be monitored and help can be given to them. But clearly, there are pockets of society doing their best to provide this sort of assistance. But I don't know whether you have encountered any of these food bank systems, or you have been involved in it, because I received like a Facebook group invite to this food bank initiatives that have been happening, and then I knew this is happening very close to me. But I didn't know these things are taking place at all in the beginning. So then I started Googling, and then I realized that actually there are a lot of food banks around us that we just don't know. So if you can go on Facebook and Malaysia Food Bank, you can Google all these things, then you can find there are a lot of groups like this online. If you want to reach out, Shell itself, they have about, like I said earlier, they have like 50 stations, and one of these stations can be near your houses. So do check them out, lah.
I think it's also good to check them out and actually get in touch to find out what is needed. Because I think when you look at these sorts of food initiatives, the ones I've seen have tended to be in malls, as well as, I think, scattered throughout, right? It's the ones where you sort of, there's an option to take what you need and also leave things for people. And they're usually near grocery stores, which makes sense, right? Yes. Because maybe then you can buy extra, put it in. But I think when it comes to organizations, there's always the question of, are you actually giving what is needed? Are you potentially giving things that they have too much of? Are you potentially giving things that will spoil, you know, quicker than is required? So I think along with looking them up, it's probably also a good idea to actually ask them, right? No. Like what is most helpful?
No, and absolutely. A number of people I know who collect for these food banks often have lists, specific lists of things that they constantly gather, because these are the basics or the essentials. So that's actually a great suggestion.
So let us know, you know, do you have maybe organizations that you'd like to recommend that people could look up? And also, have you been seeing these sorts of efforts to feed our neighbors, really, the people around us who are in need of support at this moment in time? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.